BBC News with David Austin. The Hollywood actress Demi Reynolds has died just one day after the death of her daughter, the film star Carrie Fisher. She was 84 and had been rushed to hospital with a suspected stroke. Her son said the stress of his sister's death had been too much for their mother. The Turkish foreign minister says Turkey and Russia are planning to implement a ceasefire across the whole of Syria before the start of the new year. The announcement from Mevlut Cavusoglu came on the day Syrian rebels said they would meet Russian officials in Turkey to discuss a ceasefire. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned as biased a speech by the US Secretary of State John Kerry that was highly critical of his country. He said Mr. Kerry was focusing obsessively on Israeli settlements but had hardly commented on Palestinian violence. Police in Germany will today decide whether to issue a formal arrest warrant for a Tunisian thought to be linked to the man who drove a lorry into a Christmas market in Berlin. The man has been held under temporary detention since Wednesday. A study of more than 2,000 paintings by famous artists has provided new information about the development of brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. A mathematical analysis of the brush strokes used by artists has shown that changes occurred in those who developed neurological diseases sometimes decades before they showed any obvious symptoms. Prosecutors in the American state of Arkansas have asked a court to force the online giant Amazon to provide data collected by a voice-controlled smart assistant belonging to a murder suspect. Amazon has so far said it objects to such requests as a matter of practice. Police in Australia say they've smashed an international drug syndicate allegedly responsible for importing about $260 million worth of cocaine. 15 men have been arrested. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.